Right here, Wanaka Tuesday morning, chilly old Tuesday morning, minus 3 degrees outside. Peter Lawrenson joins me now. And Peter has written a book. It is called Khumbu, Gateway to Mount Everest, Pathways to Kinship. It is a beautiful looking book. And it still tells Peter's story, his, if you like, his love affair with Mount Everest, the Sherpa people. Peter, very good morning. Thanks so much for talking to us, mate.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be on the show, Mike.
Yeah, now, you've called yourself, your website is called The Occasional Climber, so you're more of a tramper.
Yeah, I do climb, but nothing spectacular. And I came into climbing from tramping and then trekking overseas.
And how did you develop this, if you like? You've been to Khumbu, which is the title of the book, and this is the Nepalese gateway to Mount Everest and the home to Sherpa people. And this has been almost, it's become part of your life now, visiting this area, getting to know the people, and even taking your sons back to trek through the region, a region that you love very much.
Yeah, well, my first visit was 1988.
Wow.
In the good old Kiwi OE. Backpacking up through Southeast Asia and found my way, first of all, to Darjeeling, actually, and wanted to do some trekking there, but there was political unrest at the time, so ended up getting over into Nepal and really by accident found my way to Khumbu, which is on the south side of Everest in Nepal.
Yes.
And that one really, really took me. And then started going back. Initially, my travel was motivated by going to new places every time I travelled, but it was Khumbu really that turned that around and got me going to the places that made me feel, I don't know, the most joy. So I've been now to Khumbu 7 different visits.
Peter, you must have seen in the times that you've been there an enormous amount of change that's had an impact on the Sherpa people.
Yeah, that's one of the strands that runs through my story. I've been going there for 32 years, and in that time, there's been massive change, economic and social as well, both good and bad, actually. It's quite an interesting strand of the story.
It's interesting to see in the news the other day that Basecamp is actually moving for the first time. They're moving Basecamp due to global warming, climate change.
That's a great example, actually, Mike. As far as I know, when Ed Hillary was climbing Everest back in 1953, Basecamp, the one that before they've even moved it, was something like 150 vertical metres higher than it is now, and that's just through the shrinkage of ice on the glacier. And that's come to such an extreme state now that they've moved it down. I think it's gone back down to somewhere near Gorak Shep, down the glacier.
Is there a balance between, I mean, obviously for the Sherpa people, the money that they can make for this, it's made many of them quite wealthy, it gets their kids through schools. Is there a balance there now between, obviously, the commercial side of it and the environmental side?
Well, there are some good things happening on the environmental side, more so much, I think, in terms of cleaning up the place and being more aware of preserving forests and what have you. So, Khumbu certainly matured into international mass tourism over the years. But like most places in the world, including New Zealand, I think still today, we are struggling to find the balance between mass making money and looking after environment and culture. It's still a work in progress, certainly in Khumbu.
Peter, this has become also to this region. You've taken your love for it and passed it on to your boys. Tell us about each time each of your boys turns 15, you've taken them to the region to trek through and to do a trek with you. Is this a sort of rite of passage?
Well, it sort of turned out to be a bit of a little mini informal rite of passage for the family. Didn't start out that way, but I took my first son, Ben. He's now 28. He's an architect here in Wellington. When he was 15, and it really was an incredible thing to do. I think 15 is a really good age to bring young people into a place like Khumbu because they're young but bold enough to start to appreciate seeing some of the contrasts between how we live here in New Zealand and a place like Khumbu. And also they're old enough to be into in-depth chats with their dad up on the trail, because when you're up and working in the Khumbu, there's lots of time on the trail to talk and a lot of downtime. You're away from computer screens and all that sort of thing. So it was a magnificent experience with Ben. And then I did the same thing with Ed when he turned 15, 6 years later. And then most recently, Will, who he's both those boys are now down in Dunedin at uni. But yeah, both of them were 15, the same sort of thing. Really, really fantastic experience.
Yeah, there's that old line comes to me, when you walk, you talk. It's when you're walking, you're talking. If you're walking with somebody. Yep. Hey, tell us, what was the motivation behind the book? And congratulations too. You've picked up the Mountain Adventure Heritage category at this year's Book Awards. But tell us a bit about the book.
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed photography for many, many years. And one of the things that always seems a bit pointless is building this massive collection of you know, beautiful images up and they're sitting in the hard drive. So one of the motivations for a long time has been how can I do something with the best of those images so there's more point to it. And so a book of some form has been on the agenda for a long time. I started out trying back in the 90s with a manuscript titled Pilgrimages to the Roof of the World. It wasn't just focused on Kungu at the time, but you know, it was premature, but the aspiration had been there for a long time. So bringing everything together in a story around Kumbu is kind of a realisation of a long-term dream, really.
Peter, are you planning to go back anytime soon?
Yeah, my partner Cathy has not been to Kumbu, and another strong strand in the story is a relationship that I've built up with a Sherpa family, Pasang Dorje and Nima, and their, well, they had four children, and one of them died tragically when he was 15. But we've built up quite a lovely relationship with them, which has also been a wonderful way to bring the Sherpa culture to life in a really personal way for my boys as well. Nima particularly is absolutely hanging out to meet Cathy, so we hope to get back there next year.
Peter, well, look, safe travels on that trip, and safe travels to Wanaka. You're speaking on Monday, next Monday. This is part a reminder too to people: the New Zealand Mountain. This is the New Zealand Mountain Film and Book Festival in its 20th year, and Pete's coming down to talk about his book Monday the 27th, 5 through 6th, in the Armstrong Room at the Lake Wanaka Centre. You can get your tickets from Mountain Film. .nz. And Peter's book, keep an eye out for it. I'm sure Paper Plus and Wanaka will have copies. It is called Kumbu, Gateway to Mount Everest, Pathways to Kinship. Peter, listen, thanks for your time this morning, mate, and really lovely to catch up.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike. Maybe I'll see you down there in Wanaka.